After graduation, I worked for a year as a teacher's assistant while attending a weekly class at the community college. It was an exhausting schedule, but I wanted to establish the best academic record I could before I applied to school. My secret dream was still to become a doctor. I didn't know any woman in the FLDS who had done something so ambitious, but I was determined to try. I knew the first step was getting into a four-year college that had a good pre-med program. I started by telling my father of my desire to go to college. I left the doctor part out. He said he'd ask the prophet. Uncle Roy was a comparatively moderate man, and he felt it helped the community if a small percentage of us went on to college and then came back home. At 2 o'clock one morning, I was awakened from the dead of sleep. I couldn't imagine why my mother was awakening me, or why my father would want to speak with me at such an odd hour. Nothing like this had ever happened before. Dad was waiting for me in my mother's bedroom. I had a chance to talk to Uncle Roy about you going to college, and he told me you were a smart girl and could go to school to be a teacher. My heart sank. A teacher? I wanted to do pre-med. But it got worse. Uncle Roy said that before you go to school, you should be married. He wants you to marry Merrill Jessup. Merrill Jessup? I knew that name. I'd gone to school with his daughters. They were the Nusses. I was now going to be one of their mothers. I knew enough about Merrill Jessup to know I didn't like the way he treated his family. He had the reputation within the community of being a jerk. I was 18. This was outrageous. Marrying a man who was 50 was like marrying my grandfather. My father went on to explain that when a directive like this comes down from the prophet of God, it's very important not to waste time. He was stern. It's very critical that you accept what the prophet has given you. This is a tremendous blessing. You should not question it or allow the devil to interfere and get into your feelings on this issue. I could barely breathe. My father continued, I talked to Merrill and arranged for you to marry him this Saturday. Saturday was 2 days away. My life had been swiped out from under me. What if I ran away? Where could I escape? There was no one I could turn to for help. I didn't know anyone on the outside. My father wouldn't even let me go back to the bedroom I shared with Annette. He said I had to sleep with my mother because we were going to take a trip to Bullfrog and meet Merrill for breakfast. My parents didn't plan to let me out of their sight until Saturday. We left the house early the next morning and drove to Bullfrog. We traveled through Page, Arizona on our way there. Merrill owned the largest construction company in Page and spent much more time there than he did in Colorado City. Merrill was an hour late to breakfast. We had already finished eating. Merrill had a cup of coffee with us, but spoke only to my father. Merrill was only 5'7", with dark, curly hair, weathered and wrinkled skin, blue eyes and yellow teeth. Merrill made a few jokes and then got up to leave. He knew then that he was marrying the wrong girl. As I later learned, after he asked the prophet for me by name, he went to see my father, who showed him my picture. That's when he realized he'd asked for the wrong daughter. His intention had been to marry my 16-year-old sister, Annette, who was the family beauty. She was tall and thin with blonde hair that fell nearly to her knees. But when he talked to the prophet, Merrill got our names mixed up. After Merrill left the restaurant that morning, my mother and I went shopping for fabric for a wedding dress. In the FLDS culture, women make their wedding dresses well before their marriages, because sometimes a girl has only 2 hours' notice before she's married, and the only way a woman can count on having a dress is by making it in advance. The dress is very modest. It's white with long sleeves, a high neck, and a skirt that stops 4 inches above the ankles. There is no veil or other frills. It was really important to my mother that I have a wedding dress. When we got home late that Friday night, she stayed up all night sewing. I called my teachers at the community college and said I couldn't take my finals and didn't know when I would be able to reschedule them. I was a conscientious student, and my teachers, who knew something unexpected must have happened to me, asked no questions. My father came into the room shortly after I finished making my calls and said Merrill was coming to pick me up.